Blog Talk Radio.
God bless all of you. God bless you from all over the world. I realize that the blog line has joined us with millions. Amen. And we thank God for it.
Amen.
I want to ask is Ambassador-elect LaTanya Williams, are you able to, are you there, first of all? All right. Ambassador Wazin Khan, are you there? All right. I know some of you
yes,
are.
Yes, sir, I am.
All right. You pray so well. Pray for us this morning. Amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you. The line is open to you.
This morning, our Heavenly Father, thank you for another blessed day, another day that we've never seen before. We thank you, Lord, for this prayer line. We thank you for our Chief Ambassador Johnson, his wonderful wife, Lady Betty, and our mother to the nation, all the ambassadors and all the ambassadors who led. Lord, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We can never thank you enough for all that you've done for us, Lord. Lord, just we asking for a special prayer for the people in Louisiana, all the people in California, all the one that's facing all these disastrous things that are going on. But, Lord, the book of Revelations is being revealed. You said there would be wars and rumors of wars, fires that they couldn't put out. And, Lord, it's just a sign of the times that you're on your way back. You're here, Lord. And just people need to open their hearts and listen to you and get back to you, Lord. Just bless all the leaders that have churches open in your name, Lord. Let them lead them and guide them in the way that they should go to lead the people. Because this is a time that prayer is needed as ever before. Lord, just bless all the homes that are represented on the line. Bless all the ones that have come and are listening to the prayer line, Lord. Let them have a blessed day in you, Lord. Lord, forgive us for all our sins, all of omission and commission. Lord, just let us be a beacon of light to someone today. All these blessings in your name. Amen.
Amen and wonderful. Thank you so much. And you said something that prompted me to think. That's the reason why God led us to start this prayer line, and that's the need for ambassadors. Because if this nation ever needed prayer before, we need it now. And so these prayer ambassadors who pray and start prayer cells, they're so very, very important. And I thank God for them. Amen. All you prayer ambassadors, I wonder, are you awake? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Who on here, who on this line, realize that the Lord blessed them to wake up this morning.
Oh,
amen.
Yes.
If you do realize that, then let's wake up here. Let's not be like the disciples in the garden. Amen. Let's wake up here and give God praise and adoration. Good morning to everyone on the prayer line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
God bless you. Let's speak to the Lord, everybody. Good morning,
good
Lord.
Morning,
good
Jesus.
Morning,
Jesus.
Good
morning,
Lord.
Good
morning, Lord.
Can y'all do a little better? Let's speak to him.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. And let's wake up and give God praise from every area code.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Praise your holy healing name. Thank you. You are the great gift. Thank you. Thank you. Praise you. Thank you. Oh, glory to your name. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Praise
you.
Glory to your name. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, praise your holy name, Lord God. Thank you for Calvary. Thank you. Thank you. Praise you. Praise you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Good morning to everybody here, and we do thank God for everyone. Thank you for joining us, and we love the Lord, and we just thank Him for what He's done. I want all of you, if you would, got your Bibles, let's go to Psalms 40, verses 1 through 3. Psalms 40. Verses 1, 2, 3. Yeah. Psalms 40 and verses 1 and verses 2 and 3. All right. Have your Bibles? All right. Let's go there. It says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And He had put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. All right, let's deal with those three verses there. Oh, my God. 1-3. To the chief musician, is I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. Put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Let me hear someone, if you would, tell us what that means to you, that I waited patiently on the Lord, for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry and brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. All right. Are you there? Who wants to tell us what that means to you in the name of Jesus? If you would, tell us what that means to you. All right, the line is open to anyone. Amen. Come on, be a blessing to people who are listening. And some of them, this is their church. Amen. Give me a moment to get your thoughts together. Yeah, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me, and He heard my cry. Brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. All right? Who wants to just share a little bit on that? Amen. Just tell me what it means to you. Amen. And what it means to you. Have you ever waited on the Lord? And did He, you might say, bend down and hear your cry? Or did He hear your cry? And you had your back against the wall. He brought you up out of a horrible pit. You were in a bunch of mess. He brought you out of the miry clay. You were sinking. And He brought you out of the miry clay and set your feet upon a rock, a solid rock, where you wouldn't sink. But He blessed you to come up out of the miry clay, put your feet on the rock and establish your goings. Wherever he was leading you to go, he established them. Thank God for you. Anybody want to talk about that? Psalms 40, verses 1, 2, and 3. This is the wisdom seminar. Let us have your wisdom that God gives. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. God can't give you wisdom. All right. Who will take that for us? Verses 40, 1, 2, 3. Anybody?
Well, Chief Ambassador, this is Watson Cobb again. Seems like I'm always the first one. I hope I don't end up offending the one. I always relate these things to things that happen in my life because it really do happen. And this scripture is beautiful because this just has moved to Houston. I was in a situation there that wasn't a good situation at the time. My husband had passed away, and I had some problems with my church family. And I was just so down. I was feeling so down and hurt and all that. And I just waited on the Lord. Because the Lord go always, because I just prayed and prayed and fasted and prayed. And I always say, the Lord go answer your prayer. It's either yes, no, or wait. I just waited on the Lord, what am I to do? I didn't know whether to stay or go or whatever. And about 3 in the morning, 2 or 3 in the morning, the Lord answered me and said, your son needs you. And so I just started selling stuff off, giving stuff away. All that, just bought my necessities with me, got on the bus and came to a foreign country at the time. I said, Lord, you done bought me here, dropped me off in the middle of the ocean. This is a big city that I know nothing about, and I'm just here, and and then I went to an apartment for a month, and I just cried and prayed, and I was just in a mess. And so then I was over, found me a church family, beautiful church family, and the apartment complex that I was in caught on fire. And the Lord said, don't go back. And then he brought me into his beautiful home, beautiful daughter-in-law, and things are perfect, but the Lord is just really just saving the marriage, putting a stamp on the approval of everything, and then look like thing after thing after thing, but I never quit fasting and praying. And I think the thing that really helped was I went on that 20-day fast and didn't tell anybody, but I continued fasting until last Monday. My son said, Mama, you're getting too weak. You need to eat something. But if I have not fasted and went on that fast, I wouldn't even been able to drive myself back to San Angelo, Texas, and that's a 6 to 8 hour drive. I know my 2 minutes are up. Wouldn't been able to stand when he came in and said, Mama, I lost my job. I wouldn't been able to stand if I had not fasted and prayed. So I've been in several pits, and the Lord has brought me out. And I depend on the Lord daily to establish my goal. I don't make any major moves anymore and make a mess out of things like I previously did. That doesn't mean I don't make mistakes, but I entreat God to bring me through everything, and he brings me through every time. So God bless you, and have a beautiful day. That is a beautiful subject. I could go on and on, but then give somebody a chance to bless you.
Amen. Well, let me ask you a couple questions. You waited on the Lord in those situations, right?
Yes, sir.
And did the Lord hear your cry?
Oh, yes, he did. No, there's nobody on this earth that can do for me what God has done for me. It's just nobody. If you put him first in your life, he'll give you the first. He will. He'll do it. I'm going through a financial situation now, but God's going to bring me out of that, too. I just put all my faith and trust in him, because man will let you down. They'll let you down. And friends can only go so far, but God can go all the way in that. He'll meet every need. Things that you thought you needed, you don't need those anymore. I have so much less now, but I'm so many material things. But I have so much in Christ. I'm rich in him. So I could go on and on, but I'm reaching him. And I'm trying to work out my soul salvation with him because he's been too good for me to just turn my back on him, because he never wants to turn his back on me.
Never, never. Put him down for anything. All right, anybody else want to talk on that? Psalms 40, verse 1, 2, 3. You waited patiently on him, and he inclined unto you and heard your cry, brought you up out of the mess, a terrible situation, brought you up out of, and put your feet on a rock and established your goings. All right, who else wants to talk on that? The line is open to you. Anyone? Thank you, Jesus. Come off of mute and let me hear your voice. Anyone else?
Good morning, Lion. Good morning, Lion. Diane Gray, Sheila Brown, Kansas City, Kansas. Good morning, Chief and
Doctor. Good morning. Those who want to talk on this, this is the time to come off of mute and be ready when she gets through. You can jump in there. Go ahead, Sister Sheila Brown. Go ahead.
God, I waited personally for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. So he also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the kneaded clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to God. Many will see it and fear and trust in the Lord. Yes, yes, yes. The situation that I've been down about, my baby girl, she had become pregnant again. I had already had three kids, and I just, that situation, I just wasn't going to receive that, and, you know, I just didn't want to hear about another baby. I did not want to hear about another baby being born, and we have had issues with the three kids. They've been with me for years, and I'm not complaining about that. I just didn't want nothing to go where she wouldn't be able to mother this child. But I had been so, so depressed, and she would come up to me and talk about the pregnancy, and I just wasn't ready to respond. But about 2 weeks ago, God allowed her to come over here, and I was standing at my washing machine, and she came behind me, and her belly touched me on the back, and she said, "Oh, I'm sorry, Mama." She was trying to throw something away, but God, he stopped in my heart when I pressed that family thing, however he set that up. That brought me out of that depression. I don't know how he did it, and that Sunday, it started at church when I gave my all, because she was going to be induced Monday. And I had not been really screaming and hollering out and giving God my all. But Sunday, I did that, and she blessed me tremendously. When I left church, I was a different woman, and I was ready for the battle here with the baby coming into the world. And I just kept God home and just repented, walked through the house, talked to him. Depending for all the ugly things I've done, not so much of my daughter, things that, you know, I wasn't supposed to be that way. Regardless of how I was feeling, I was supposed to keep looking toward the hill, keep looking at Jesus, but he established everything yesterday. When I got through that hospital door, I was feeling confident. And he said, call the prayer line, and he put that prayer on me. Different one prayed for me, Chief Ambassador. Pray for me, y'all. I'm a new lady this morning in my spirit. God is a mind regulator. He fixed my heart. He took away that stony heart. I was hard, that, you know, about that situation with my daughter. He took that away, and when he opened my eyes this morning, I felt new and improved. I knew he was good there, and I know he blessed me, and he brought me out of that horrible pit. My back was against the wall. I didn't see a way out. I didn't see a way. I didn't see a way for the baby dead. I didn't see a way. But yesterday, God showed out. He showed me he has the last day again. So God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. And you incline your ear unto him, and he heard you cry.
He heard me.
Out of that situation. Yes. And then he put your feet on a rock and establish your going, in other words.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir, Chief. I was just thinking how strong He had me walking yesterday. I wasn't feeling no pain. I was walking in the spirit. I was walking in the spirit with them just and making the people please, even people at the hospital, everyone I passed. I would just open my mouth and let the Lord flow. He just blessed me, blessed me, blessed me, blessed me. That's rich. Like the sister said, I'm rich in Christ.
Beautiful. All right. I'll take one more. Anybody, well, maybe two. Anybody want to talk on this today? Bless us real good. Somebody that is inclined, that has waited on the Lord, excuse me, waited patiently on him, and God did hear your cry. And he fixed things for you. Everybody on here, I know the Lord fixed some things for you. Brought you up out of the miry clay. You were sinking down. You felt like you were sinking. And he brought you out of it, put your feet on the rock and established you going. Told you he loved you.
Yeah.
And then he fixed it for you, and he did fix it for you.
Yeah.
All right. The line is open to you. Anybody else? Want to talk about what the Lord did for you? And now you got a new song. Come out of your mouth. Even praise unto God for what he did for you. My God. So tell us about it. Anybody else? All right. Can't got your tongue. All right. Anybody got a praise report? Amen. About what the Lord. And watch and see. Someone who has a praise report is exactly this scripture right here. You had to wait on the Lord, and the Lord heard your cry. And it was a situation that was not the best. And he brought you out of the situation, put your feet on a rock, and established you. Why don't you tell us about it? It will help people who are listening today. I'm going to check one more time. Anybody else want to say something for the Lord on this scripture? Psalm 41:3. Lord, the line is open to you. Amen. All right. Let me see if the Lord, that might need to remind somebody. Mr. Roshan Tombs, did he ever hear your cry? Brother Wilson, did he ever hear your cry? Mr. Jerry Hall, did he ever hear your cry? As you would seem like sinking, did he ever hear your cry?
Yes, sir. Dr. Johnson, this is Mother Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is Mother Wilson. He heard my cry. I many times cried out to the Lord, and he heard me. And after that, and also even on last Saturday, I was clapping so until I cried out to the Lord to my knees. And then the Lord heard me because I was hurting so bad and I couldn't make it to the bed before another felt had hit my leg and I couldn't make it. But the Lord heard my cry. And I was crying. I mean, I was crying out to him. And he delivered me and I was able to go to bed. I finally got up from the couch and made it to the bed, and I thank God. And when I made it there, I went to sleep like I had had a sedative. And I didn't wake up. Every time somebody would call, I'd wake up, and I would be so drowsy. I felt like, hey, talk to you now, because I'm sleepy. And when I got up Sunday morning, I was able to walk without that pain being in my leg at all. He heard my cry. And I thank him for the many times, even when the children was in service and got out of service, many times I would pray. Some of them wouldn't know where they were, and I'd pray and ask God to tell me where they were and let them tell me where they were surrounded. And God made a way, and they found them before the police found them. And took them back home. God is so good. He heard my cry. And I'm so glad that we have a God that hears our cry when we call on him and when we ask him to hear our cry. And I'm seeking him for even more wisdom to know how to ask him to hear my cry. God bless you.
God bless you. Anybody ever and to cry unto the Lord and say, God, if I needed you, if I ever needed you, I need you now.
Amen.
Oh, yes, amen.
Oh, my God. And did he hear you cry? Talk about it. Amen. Bless somebody. Line is open to you. Anybody else? All right, I can't get you on the talk this morning. God bless you. If anybody the Lord is speaking to and leading you to say something, so why don't you obey me? Well, Lord has heard a lot of y'all's cries. He will. He brought you up out of that thing that the enemy was trying to put you in. And I often say, whatever the enemy put you in, God can get you out. Set your feet on the rock and establish your going. Bless you in a phenomenal way. Give yourself out of that thing.
I began to think about how the Lord blessed me with my baby daughter, Renee, Sister Willis.
Mm-hmm.
How she had delivered twins and
mm-hmm.
she died off. And she had told me, she said, Mama, rub my hand. And I was already praying. But she said, rub my hand, Mama. And she said, transformation. She said transformation three times. And when she said it the third time, her lips were sealed in death. And I began to cry out to the Lord, Lord, don't take my child. Let him stay here with these babies. And God, you know, the cold group come in, they had to hold her back. That's just how bad off she was. But God brought the child back, and I tell you, they said she had a heart. It's kind of like a heart attack and all of that, but she got up and the Lord blessed her and raised her up, so y'all heard her on the lawn, and she went to work and worked 2 8-hour jobs after that. God heard my cry. I began to call Little Wilson and tell him, y'all get out here to the hospital because I need you, and just pray. And we prayed until the Lord heard our cry and brought this child back. I could hear her going when I was going down the hall. They put me out the room, and I could hear her voice that's coming back. And God brought her back. I tell you, I'm so happy that the Lord, sir, heard my cry and brought my baby back. I tell you, God is good.
A whole lot of y'all on this line, and perhaps you haven't said anything, but the Lord really heard your cry. You
amen.
Were situation, and you were hurting, and God heard your cry. Amen. God bless you.
I'm
giving you an opportunity.
Good morning, Mother Digby. Excuse me, Dr. Johnson. Trying to get my thoughts together. I'm like Mother Wilson. So many times, God have heard my cry, but I want to say on Saturday, my son, Kenneth, was sitting and looking at TV. And then I was in another room, and he slid off the couch and was down on the floor. And I can't communicate too well, but I could hear him, and I knew he needed. And I went in, and he had slid off the couch and was on the floor. And I called the paramedics, and they came and took him to the hospital, and they ran tests, and they found he did not have a heart attack, but he had. They gave him all the tests, and the tests came back negative. But they said they were going to keep him. Well, they kept him overnight, and they won't keep him another day. But they did talk on the weekends. The doctors, regular doctors don't be there, but, you know, they have representatives at the hospital, and they all conferred. And I didn't know this, but they came in just a few minutes and told me that he could go home because the rest of the tests they could do from the outside. And they got him ready to go home in less than an hour. They usually take 3 or 4 hours just to discharge you. But I thank God for the saints praying, and God just blessed. And so many times, so many things. I was thinking when the scripture said, I waited patiently. I didn't always know how to wait patiently. But God will let you be patient through the things that you go through. And I thank and praise the Lord for my son. I thank him for, I want to say that I pray I'm looking to the Lord for him a miracle, and the Lord didn't say no, so I don't get upset. I just wait on the Lord, because if the Lord don't say no, I know I could, he still have my petition before him. And I thank and praise the Lord for this scripture. I thank and praise the Lord for this prayer line. I thank and praise the Lord for each and every one of you. Pray my strength in the Lord.
It certainly will, Mother. God bless you. Thank you. You kind of worked that out for us this morning, and we want to thank God for you. All right. Let's move this morning. We got to get some prayer requests from those who have prayer requests. We'll have prayer, and then we'll close. I guess the Lord says the same. Don't want you to forget about the youth prayer line with Ambassador Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer on tonight at 7 o'clock. You just dial the same line, and we'll get the youth prayer line. Amen. The Lord is blessing young people and blessing that youth prayer line as never before. I challenge you to be on there tonight. God bless you. All right, anyone have a prayer request today? Let me see if I can get someone to take that. Amen. Ambassador Renata Jones, can you do the prayer request for us today? Oh, my God. Maybe she doesn't hear me on mute. Cindy Johnson, are you there? Or do we have...
You mean Christy Johnson or Cindy Johnson?
Christy Johnson.
Oh, okay.
In your name like that. And you
yeah, I'm in there. Yeah, I can do the prayer request.
Thank you so much. You have a prayer request yourself? So, and then
does anybody does anybody have a prayer request this morning?
This is Mother Wilson. Don't forget to pray for me, and I have a request for one of my sons, Everett Wilson. He had heart palpitations, and he went to the doctor. He's supposed to give him a reserve, but I'm believing God to pray that God will continue to move him in the way of holiness. He had a mind that the Lord is doing my son, and I want all of them saved. And he was saying he went to Sunday school Sunday morning, and that's a good thing. And I told him God is trying to get their attention. And I don't believe he have a bad heart or anything, but we just want God to let him know that he needs to be saved. And he do know that because I brought him up in holiness. But pray that the Lord will heal his body and save his soul.
All right.
What is his name? Mother Wilson.
Everett.
Okay.
And also Willie Jr. And I got four sons, Willie Jr., Joseph, and Danny. Everett, Willie Jr., Joseph, and Danny.
Right. If you have a piece, I just came up.
I need some prayer requests. But come on, my kids, my kids, we had one. She had, her name is Connie Brown. She has ear surgery, and I can pray for her. And another one, our mother, Lisa, utilized her today. Her name is Virginia Holmes family. Virginia Holmes, not the Holmes that we just ran for. This is Lila Holmes, Virginia Holmes family. So it's two of our mothers that are in prayer for today. One deceased and one is in hospital.
Okay, Mother Brown.
So that's Brown. Down Virginia Holmes.
Mother Brown, she's in hospital. Virginia Holmes is doing it. I saw her today. These both mothers like church.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Good morning.
We do hear you. Go ahead.
This is Ambassador. I would like to request prayer for one of the ladies at work whose husband left her, and she's going through a trying time.
What's her name?
I would rather not give her a name, but she's just one of the teachers whose husband left her.
How can I pray?
Thank you.
You're welcome, not a problem.
Hello, this is Sean from Kansas City, Kansas. I would like a prayer request for Greg and Ruby Martin for my job there. His wife has been sick, and he had missed days, and they tried to find, they brought him back. So I just want to keep them in prayer.
Okay. Anyone else?
Yeah,
I'm on with her.
Thank you, Jolene Garnett. Good question for a miracle for myself and for Dr. Johnson, and then the state of California and Louisiana. I want God to step in them states.
Anyone else?
My name is Kansas City, Kansas, Sheila Brown. I would like to request that the Lord.
We lost you for a moment. Are you still there?
Good morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yes. I just want to make a request that I'm going to start a new job today.
All right, give me the name.
Yeah, today. And I would be working with finance, and I would appreciate the prayers.
Okay, what's your name now?
Missionary Frierson.
Frierson?
Yes. I'm Missionary Frierson's daughter.
Okay, not a problem.
Wonderful.
No, no, what, three, Sheila Brown. I'm sorry. Did you get any of that?
No, 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 no.
Oh, okay. Could we continue community that God will send workers in? And can we continue to pray for our First Fruit prayer family that will continue to be strong in Jesus' name? Thank you.
Sure. Are you continuing to bring work in?
To bring work? Did you say work again? Work again?
Workers, laborers in the vineyard.
Okay. Anyone else?
Yes, I'd like to request prayer for my daughter-in-law. This is Sister Ernestine Riley. Her name is Alicia.
Alicia.
Mm-hmm.
Any type of special request or want general prayer for her?
I'm sorry?
You just want general prayer for her?
Yeah, well, I have requested prayer before, but she was admitted to the hospital on last night, so I just wanted to request prayer. And the report was not good, but I believe that.
Okay. I'm a prophet for Alicia.
All right, why don't we get prayer?
I want to request prayer. I just really feel like the young black men really needs prayer. I want to request prayer for my oldest son, Jason.
Jason what?
I want God.
Okay, God.
Jason, yeah. I want to request
prayer. Are you
requesting
God?
I don't think so.
All right, God bless you.
I want to request prayer for Sean Chase. Sean and Howard Chase. And just for God to protect those young black men and guide them and keep them. And,
thank you. Why don't we go ahead and get some prayer for everyone, see if there are any prayer warriors who feel like praying today. Amen. See what the Lord does. Amen. Mm-hmm. Mr. Raleigh, you feel like praying?
Mm-hmm. Father God, in the name of Jesus, first of all, we just come before your presence with thanksgiving, God. We thank you, God, for you are God and you are God alone. We thank you, God, for allowing us to lie down last night. We thank you for waking us up this morning, God, with the activity of our limbs, with health, strength. God, we thank you because you are good. We thank you for waking us up. rejuvenating us overnight. But it's you that give us our sleep, and we thank you for it, God. We thank you for another opportunity to be on the prayer line. Now, God, we ask that you will look on every petition that we hold up before you. I don't remember them one by one, but you know, God. And I ask that you would bless them name by name and need by need. God, you know the situation, and God, you are able to do all things, for there is nothing hard for you, and there is nothing impossible for you. And God, we look to you, for all of our help come from you, God, for you are our strength. You are our very present help in trouble. God, you know the need, and God, we look unto you again, God, because you're well able to answer every petition. You told us in your word to be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. You told us to make our requests known unto you, and we're making our request, God. God, ask you that you would encourage the people's heart, God. Everyone that have a prayer request up before you today, God. God, we ask that you answer, because you are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, is according to the power that worketh in us. God, we thank you, we praise you, and we say that it is done. But God, you are a healer, and we thank you for healing sick bodies. God, we thank you for saving souls. We thank you for encouraging hearts. Oh, God, we just thank you, we praise you, and we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, for it belongs unto you. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen.
Father, we just thank you, thank you, thank you. Everything that you're doing for us, how you're blessing, how you're making a way out of no way in all of these situations, we just praise you for it. Thank you, Lord, for all these requests. I want to thank you for the request for young black men, that you would protect them. But we've seen across the nation how that seemingly the enemy has come against our young black men. Oh, God. We need your hand of protection for how every young black man in America seems like they're open to attack. But in the name of Jesus, we pray for your covering, your blood covering, your blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus over them. Stop the killing of young black men across the country, I pray, Lord. Pray also that you look on Jason Guy, oh God, and Sean. Chase. Amen. Look on these two persons. Prayer requested for them. They need your help, God. Help them to abide by that scripture in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. The one that says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry, and he brought me up out of the horrible pit and out of the miry clay, set their feet on a rock, Lord, and establish these persons. Amen. Establish our black men. For years, history has shown that Satan has come against the black man. God, fix it for him in the name of Jesus and protect him in Jesus' name. Pray for the sister, Sheila Brown, out there in Argentina, and their whole community, that you would send workers in their community in the vineyard to do work for thee, that they may witness the lost souls to Christ, for Christ, and that they may somehow use them to be a blessing to touch that whole community. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Pray for Sister Ernestine Riley's daughter-in-law, Alicia, in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord, touch. You know about what she needs, and we're asking you to help. And God, incline your ear to hear the cry and to bless them in a very ultra awesome way. But thank you for what you've done and for what you're doing right now. God, you know right now, God, touch, touch, heal, and deliver. In the name of Jesus, oh God. And look on Bernita Friesen, and as she starts this new job today, bless the woman. Lord, give her more favor. We know that you were already given a favor because she got the job, but we want you to give her more favor, Lord. Let them not only let her like the job, even thy will, but also let them like her in Jesus' name and see a future in having her work there and motions in Jesus' name. Look on Mother Wilson and her son Everett. Look on Mother Wilson with all those cramps in her legs, Lord, help her to do what she needs. If she needs to do anything that will stop those cramps, if she needs to drink more water or whatever it is, look on those heart palpitations in Everett. And look on Willie Jr. and Joseph and Danny, all of the sons. And Lord, give her her heart's desires in Jesus' name. This is a mother, Lord, who has been trying to do for you according to your purpose and your glory and your goals. God, she's trying to help your kingdom. Bless her. And she's been on the wall many years. Help her take these cramps out of her legs and whatever's causing that, Lord. I curse that at the root. Bless her and abound upon her.